This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. A lot of the discussion around the trafficking of drugs and people over the U.S.-Mexico border is about them moving north. But there's also a market for goods moving south. About 70% of guns in Mexico come from the United States. We're actually one of the top manufacturers. So recently, the U.S. has been cracking down on its flow of arms to Mexico. But as Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports, it's not easy to shut down an underground supply chain.
In Houston this summer, government officials in suits piled into a gray meeting room for a press conference. Several large guns were laid out on a table. Fred Milanowski was there with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
And this is an M4 U.S. manufactured with a grenade launcher on the front. And this is a 50 caliber rifle.
These are some of the Mexican cartel's favorite weapons to fight off law enforcement and other criminal groups, almost all easy to buy in the United States.
Automatic. You can get a semi-automatic version of this and semi-automatic versions of all those. Yes, so this is legal in the United States to purchase.
Craig Larrabee with Homeland Security Investigations told me it's part of an underground supply chain.
You'll have somebody make a purchase from whether it be like a gun shop or a gun show or a person-to-person sale.
Typically, a U.S. citizen will make that initial purchase on behalf of a criminal organization. This is what's called a straw purchase. Some weapons cost $10,000, $12,000.
Now, sometimes they'll go to stash houses where they sit in either somebody's house or maybe they'll sit in a storage unit.
From the stash house, someone else will pick them up in a vehicle, hide them.
And then they'll be smuggled across and sent to the purchaser down in Mexico.
Larrabee says sales used to go down a couple guns at a time, but in recent years, the trade has become more sophisticated.
We're seeing larger loads of firearms being smuggled at one time, which is indicative of more of an organizational approach to the firearm smuggling.
As the Biden administration faces mounting political pressure to better control what and who crosses the border, the U.S. has ramped up efforts to stop the southbound flow of weapons, collaborating more across U.S. agencies and with government officials in Mexico to trace guns, and upping penalties for buying weapons for third parties. U.S. officials, including Attorney General Merrick Garland, touted their efforts at a bilateral security summit in Mexico City earlier this month.
Just last month, we charged and arrested seven defendants in Texas for buying over 100 guns later trafficked to Mexico.
But there are a lot of challenges to stamping out this trade, says Mark Unger with City University of New York. Corruption in Mexico, limited agency capacity, gaps in gun tracing data sharing, and insufficient data quality, and a lack of understanding of the full scope of this massive global supply chain.
By focusing on the U.S.-Mexico border, they're getting at the hotspot nexus of where that really counts. But that's only part of this larger picture of the flow of weapons.
Weapons that are essential for the cartels to run their businesses. Here's Larrabee again.
They control their routes through firearms. So it's vital for their ability to stay in power and control those areas for the smuggling of people, for the smuggling of narcotics, for the extortion schemes, for all the different things that they do to terrorize the communities in Mexico.
That violence is what spurred Josefina de Leon to flee her home in the northern Mexican state of Tamaulipas. She's been an advocate for crime victims since her daughter went missing there more than 10 years ago.
Entonces existe una facilidad.
She says in Mexico, a country with strict gun laws for civilians, it's become easier to get guns, and gun violence has become common not just for cartels, but even within families. It's a big industry with many interests, she says, interests that don't include whether people die or disappear. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.